this is a long run and saga in Ballysadare and continuing to move at a very slow pace. The owners were to engage consultants in relation to the structural safety and the structural report on the building. We know the external report has been completed at a cost to the taxpayer. We now want to see if this building is structurally sound. We want to know if it's structurally sound, and if not, that part of it or all of it, the building should be knocked. And I'm going to be discussing that with the Director of Services at the Sligo Dumfries meeting, because there could be a win-win on this if the local authority was to take it in charge, and a number of homes could be built, and we could have a car park for Ballysadare for the village, which is badly needed.
And that option of a car park, Councillor Walsh, is that the kind of most preferred idea or option locally at this point, or is there any hope of the complex perhaps being refurbished and restored?
Look, it's likely to cost 20 million plus if the building was to be restored in full to the number of apartments that were originally built in around 80 plus. And I suppose what this is going to come down to is whether this building is structurally sound. Moreover, if the foundations are structurally sound, and I suppose from the local community's point of view, it would be a priority in terms of capital that there would be a car park developed in Ballysadare Centre, because as we know, Ballysadare sits along a national road, the M59. There are huge levels of traffic coming through the village on a daily basis, and there is a lack of parking for the existing business and businesses that are likely to come into the town. We know Ballysadare is a satellite village. We know it's planned. There are planned growth for Ballysadare over the next number of years in terms of land zoning, in terms of likely development, because it's a satellite town of our county town in Sligo. And therefore, we need to have the structural alignment for it to grow, and a car park is needed, and it is a priority for the local community.